Welcome back to the Wild Thoughts podcast. Today, since it's our last episode of season 8, we're just gonna give a life update. Mm-hmm. I feel like we don't talk to each other enough anymore. It's more like factual or like stories. So like, we're just gonna have a casual conversation and bring you guys along for the ride.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like fun updates.
Yeah, just random. Light. Yeah. So Afi, do you want to start? How you've been feeling?
Oh, wow. Thanks for asking. I've been feeling actually good. Just I've been enjoying like trying to do things on my own. It's coming more naturally, like peaceful things. Ooh, you know, like being at home.
Yeah.
I think also like working for the last 6 months, having that routine allowed me to create a routine where like, because I'm tired during the day and there's social interaction, that in the evening I like take time to myself.
Yeah, you like wind down.
Exactly. And now I'm better at it because like at the beginning I was like just hanging out all the time, and like, and now it's like, okay, wait, it's like I kind of came to my limit where I'm like, I need to balance out my weeks, and I feel like it's been pretty beneficial. I am ending my internship next week, but it's like bittersweet. It's like it ended really nicely and I'm super happy for the experience, but then it's also like I'm sad too because I'm like, oh, like it was really nice, but then a part of me is like, okay, I get to have the chance to relax and, you know, find something, another journey to like go on. So yeah, that's pretty much it for me. How about you?
I've been doing okay. I feel like I had like some Black Friday craziness because I work like in the retail world. So it was like very intense for like the past few weeks. And then like, I thought it was going to calm down, but it didn't because holidays. We started prepping for next year.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking work more now. Yeah. So it was a lot. And I kind of like, I was telling you before, but I kind of felt like I was on the brink of burnout. Mm-hmm. Like I felt like I was doing a lot.
Yeah.
And like, I wasn't prioritizing like taking days off because I also was getting more motivated because I'm like, oh, it's the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Like next year I can start like doing things and working on myself. So I was getting like motivated at the same time that like my energy was like decreasing.
Yeah.
So it was like a very hard mix to balance.
Yeah.
But because I've been having like sick days left over, I've been taking my sick days just to take days off.
Good for you.
The honestly. Best feeling. Yeah. I literally, on those days, I tell myself you're doing nothing. And I sit on the couch, I watch TV, mm-hmm. I play some Sims, I read, I take a nap. Like I literally do nothing and it's beautiful.
I love that for you.
It's like, so good.
Those days are not meant for you to be productive. Like you're not taking days off to do more work.
Like as much as I, like at the back of my mind, I'm there's like, stuff. Oh, I could do this. Like, and it's stuff that excites me, but it's like, I need to take a break and I need to like just chill.
Exactly. You know? And if you set the tone of like the intention of why you're taking that day off before, you're like, okay, this is my focus. There's always going to be other things I could do, but
exactly.
No, because I need to work the next day or whichever, you know, so got a priority. That's good. I'm happy for you.
Do you think like because of it's like the weather now and we're in winter, do you think that's why you've also been prioritizing like winding down more?
I think weather definitely affects
it
because it's, like you want to be home, it's like cozy, you know, it's not like, oh, the sun's out and it's like super hot outside where you want to just be out all the time and less like at home. So I think that definitely affects it in some way, and like you want to light your candles. I went to like HomeSense and I was like, oh my god, I love this.
I've been getting like the soy like wax candles, like I got the twist ones. I want to start lighting my bubble ones. Like I've been using it as decor, but now I'm like, I need to
you need to start. It's
and they're getting dust. So I'm like, I need to burn them.
But yeah, I think weather has to do with it. Just like the feeling, right? It makes you want to be like, oh, read more. Or like then, yeah. 100%. How about you? Well, okay, no, you didn't really say necessarily winding down, but you still but do I things. Like,
I have it actually on my list that like I've been feeling the cozy vibes lately because it's like the holidays for me. And like everything in my house, because we decorated, feels like warm and cozy. Yeah. And like I have like some Christmas mugs, we have the tree up, and like even our living room, because we put the tree up, we don't have our lamp in the living room. So it's like always like dim lighting, and it's like setting the mood to relax, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that you guys always theme your house when it's like holiday. That like it definitely adds to like the ambiance.
Yeah,
like, just gotta embrace every, like I don't, even though it's cold outside and like it can be annoying because we're doing things indoors or like hanging out with friends, I'm fine. Like the, well right now it hasn't like snowed
Yeah.
Is it snowed?
Let's talk about the weather. It yeah. snowed like one day in November.
Yeah.
But it's December 11th today.
I know.
No snow outside. The weather was like warm last week.
Yeah.
And now it's freezing.
It got cold. Yeah.
But now it's the wind that's making it cold. Like, it's mm-hmm. not even, like, it's not cold itself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the fuck's happening.
I don't, but technically, winter starts December 21st.
But usually we have snow in November. You know what I mean?
True, 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 true. We had snow, like, a couple of days, and then,
yeah, and then it
went away. It was, yeah. like, warm. We're on a terrace in November. Yeah. My mom's like, woo. I'm like, yeah, mom, don't be happy.
I know, same.
It just means our planet's dying.
I love it, but
it's not a good sign. Yeah. Do you want to, like, go ahead and talk about, like, things that you've been enjoying or struggles or whatever?
So, I've been enjoying that we've been going out a lot more. It's bittersweet for me because, like, at the same time, like, I want to do nothing. And
yeah.
all the weekends that we've been doing something, it's like I have something packed all 3 days. Like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah. I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Which, like, I love because I'm going out. But at the same time, I'm burnt out yeah. the week after. But I just like that we're going out and doing casual things. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, usually our friend group only goes out for events,
mm-hmm.
I find, yeah. like, for birthdays or, like, stuff yeah. like that.
Yeah.
But we went, like, on that chill, what's it called? Well, you came after, but we went, like, out for, sushi.
That was fun.
Yeah, and then we went to play pool, and it was, like, super casual. And, like, all our friend group, like, even at the dinner, you weren't there, but, yeah. like, me and Michelle were, like, this is weird. We never go out, like, casually.
We need to do that more.
I know.
But I feel so fun. I'm like, oh, wait, but it's not, like, a birthday or something. Like, I know. Do we plan it? Like, I don't
And it's also, like, oh, we have to spend money. But it was, like, yeah. it was a good time, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I think we need to do that more.
Yeah.
And, like, even upcoming, like, we're going to the paint night.
Yes, I'm and, like, excited.
Yeah, we're, like,
that.
Actually doing things. And it's, like, really fun.
And I'm not going to be working. It's going to be my first day not working. So, I'm, like, because I was thinking about,
I took that
I'm,
day
like,
off. So,
okay,
me
yay.
Neither, I'm not working.
Okay, woo. Because I was thinking, I'm, like, oh, okay, cool. So, from work, I'm, like, oh, wait. I don't have a job.
But yeah, I've been having a good time. How about you?
Yeah. I'm happy for you. Yeah, no, yeah. I agree.
I feel like you go out a lot more, like, with your other friends, like, casually.
Yeah, like, sometimes during the week for sure, because just to keep up with them, sometimes for sure, like, I realize, like, oh, like, I haven't seen this person, like, a month and a half or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. And it's not that, like, I think before working and all that, I'd obviously be the person, because, like, obviously if you're not working, you have more energy to do stuff and you're not yeah. on the same schedule. So you'll be more like, oh yeah, like, I want to do something, more eager.
Yeah.
So I for sure feel like I reached out more before, but now, but it's also my friends understand because they're all working. Mm-hmm. So it's like we have the mutual feeling of, like,
yeah,
look, we're
exactly.
tired,
yeah.
but I miss you and we'll hang out. So I think, like, once in a while when we, like, had the time to take time to ourselves and we're, like, re-energized, we're like, wait, now I can focus on my friend that I haven't seen. And then, yeah, with my other friends too, I just try to, like, see them, like, to catch up, you know, because, like, I think it's, I don't see them, like, every week, and I sometimes rotate with, like, yeah. friends, you know, because I cannot see, like, every friend.
I don't know how you do that. I would never keep up.
I know, but it just, like, when it happens, because, you know, sometimes you're like, yeah, let's do something soon, and yeah. you don't, like, say it for, like, weeks.
I have friends outside of our friend group that yeah. I see, like, twice a year because yeah. I can't keep
it's,
up.
Yeah,
but, like, we're
fine.
Chill, like, when we meet, but it's just, like, for me to, like, organize stuff and organize mm-hmm. it with Nick and then with friends, it's, like,
ugh, it's a lot.
I can't do that. I don't know how people do it. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm burning out, so yeah.
No, like, take care of you first, okay? Like,
kidding,
your
I'm
friends
kidding.
Will be there. It's fine. And it doesn't always have to be this big thing. And sometimes it's not anything, like, crazy. Like,
yeah.
they'll just come over, like, to, if it's not, like, a big group,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I can take it. So it's, like, a few people will come over. I'll go over to, like, their place, which is nice. But, yeah, but, yeah, I have, like, casual hangouts here and there. But, like I said, it's not, like, every week either.
Yeah.
It's very much, like, rotation. And it's nice. And sometimes I am really tired from my week. I'm like, shit, I planned, like, 3 hangouts during the week. Like,
yeah.
how am I going to do that? And I'm like, ooh. And I have to, like, push myself because I don't want to be that friend that, like, if I cancel once, I'm always going to want to cancel just because I'm a bit tired.
Yeah. But, I mean,
it's reasonable,
like,
sometimes, for sure.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, if I have, like, a way too packed day, I'm not feeling good, for sure. But I try to go. And then, actually, I realized that although I was tired, that's, like, seeing them gave me a bit of, like, peace and, like, made me feel re-energize in some way.
I 100% get that.
Yeah.
That's why, like, even when we've been going out recently. Exactly. Like, we've been staying out late because it's like, I enjoy the company so much, even though I know I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm like, we got home at 3 a.m. this Friday. I have not done that in so long. And I was literally like wide awake after. I'm like, I'm still like hyped right now. Like,
same.
It was so fun.
Yeah. So that was, no, that's super fun. Even me, like, I don't like really stay out late. Yeah. So it was kind of like, ooh, but you feel safe too when I'm with you guys. Cause it's like, okay, we all are like in someone's car, or whatever.
And we're getting like, hyped there together. On each other's like energy.
Exactly. We all know each other. Like, we know we're safe in our group, you know? So we're like, okay, this is, we're doing the most like, not innocent things, but like, we're not like here, like fucking
going to snort hard drugs.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's fine. Yeah. But I mean, be careful.
That's not us.
Yeah. But so I feel like, yeah, it's very wholesome and nice. And we did something different. Like, I never played pool in my life.
Yeah.
And I was a bit like intimidated, but because I was with you guys and I'm not intimidated by my friends that I'm with, more the actual sport, not sport, like game.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa. But then like, it was such an open environment. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm learning to kind of play pool. Like,
it's funny you say that too, because even me, like, I didn't mind the pool part. It was more like going to a bar, because we never go to bars. We go to a restaurant. Like, that's our vibe. Restaurants, have some wine, have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we do.
Yeah.
It's like going to these bars. Every time I walk in, I'm like, this is weird. Like, why are we here?
Exactly.
Like, even the one Friday, because it was like a small bar and it felt like only like local regulars go.
Exactly.
I was like, this feels weird.
Same.
But then like 20 minutes in, we're like, okay, we're ready to party. Go. Yeah, we're like good.
Exactly.
That's like, I've been loving that like difference. You know what I mean? Like doing something different and then like having a good time because of it. Because I feel like I'm more like inclined to do more stuff like that. Exactly.
100%. Like, now I'm more open. I'm like, oh wait, we had fun last time, so I'm sure we would have fun. And it was so different. Like, same how you, what you described. I think it's because like, we were a bit not uncomfortable because we're not used to it. We're a bit like, whoa, how do we, where do we navigate?
We were literally at the beginning just standing and we're like, where do we go?
Exactly. What do we do? And when you're, it's like normal, because when you're not familiar with like a place and how it's designed, you're not gonna know where to navigate. But then after that, we were like, okay,
yeah, we were like taking over the place.
Exactly. We got comfortable. So I was like, you just have to give it a chance and like, just like, okay, no one's looking at you. You're fine. Just go do your thing. Cares. Everyone's just playing their freaking pinball games. Yeah. Like, you're good.
It was fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
And I actually appreciate like the, because they were retro games. And even though all of them were pinball, but different.
I know.
I thought the like design and like the lights were interesting. Like, they were all like designed differently you know,
like the aesthetic, like, was cool.
Exactly. I'm like, this is actually pretty to just like look at. So,
and there was a photo booth that was cute.
That was so
guys
cute.
We need to tell you though, the photo booth was so tiny. We went in with all of our, I think we were five girls.
We're five, right?
Yeah, we tried to all go in. The pictures printed out, it was just Afi's face in the middle in all of them.
I'm so sorry. I took the like the spot where
it was
like,
it so was just, funny.
We didn't even know where the camera was exactly.
Well, I was
at
like
first.
The camera's lower, so we were all trying to crouch, but we're five girls in this tiny thing, so we couldn't fit. It's just Afi in the middle.
And then when we were like, oh, the camera's here, because initially when you stand you're like there, and I was like, oh shit, I have to bend my knees. I was like, guys, my like, it hurts.
Same. And then after, like, I went in with Leanne and she had to sit on me so that we could do it. Yeah, that we fit. And then I went with Nick, but Nick is like super tall.
Yeah,
so I'm sitting on him, my face is completely cut off from all the it's just him.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I'm so happy there was the photo. Like, I forgot about it, but I know Leanna had mentioned it before. And then I was like, oh my god, I've never done this before. It's so cute. Like, such a movie thing.
Yeah.
Like, so cute.
It was fun. Yeah. And then even, like, me and Eric at a certain point, we're, like, talking to the bartender. I was like, I feel like this is what I do every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, hey, we're in it now.
Yeah, that's cool. And, like, you saw some people alone, too. Like,
yeah,
it was one person just, I'm like, okay, that's that type of, like, same.
I couldn't.
That's what I was saying, though.
I think I get so bored, though.
Yeah, I would be like,
And I don't like talking to people.
Exactly.
Because I don't trust people.
But he was, I don't think anyone necessarily, I think he was maybe just chilling, or like you said, even I got the vibe that like, I feel like regulars come here, you know, because it's very like, or people that are really into like the games, but have become regulars because they're into it. But I mean, I would go again. It was fun.
Yeah. Other than that, I started to work out again. I was consistent for a week. And now I'm like kind of spotty doing it, because I feel like in, like, it's December and like, again, cozy vibes. Like, I'd rather be chilling than doing that. Sure. So like my motivation isn't great, but I'm still like trying to keep up with it.
Yeah.
And also because this is kind of a low of the month, like I haven't been feeling great about my body because I gained weight and like the holidays are coming up and like that's cookie time. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like, cookie time! Yeah,
it's like desserts are coming, pasta, like carbs. So like I've been trying to work out just so I can like balance it, I guess.
Yeah.
And then like the motivation's gonna come. I like January is like, I know it's like cliche, but like that's my month where I'm like, I'm super motivated. Yeah. So I'm just waiting for that to hit so I can like get back on my like health journey and like lose the weight I gained to feel, not to just feel better about myself, but even like to be healthier and like fit into my jeans again, bitch. Because like I only have like two pairs of jeans now that fit nicely. So like Yeah, I've been doing that and it's been helping.
Yeah, that's good though. Like already that you made the initiative to like, okay, get on a, like start working out again. Like you should be proud that you made that step. I mean, regardless, be proud, but like just the fact that you did something that can be hard sometimes to just start. Yeah. And even if you haven't been doing it like as like, let's say consistently, it's okay. Like you're aware, like, okay, like this is not my, I'm not feeling the best, but like I'm trying and I'm doing different things. And I'm also like prioritizing how I'm feeling. I'm not trying to force myself to like
do something.
And yeah, for sure.
Sometimes you do need a little bit of a push though, to like actually do it.
For sure. Because like, I mean, working out personally is not like the most fun, you know. I know some people love it.
So but I had a conversation with one of our friends.
Yeah.
And they were like, but after you work out, don't you feel like amazing? I'm like,
you're like, no. I feel sweaty and dizzy.
I'm like, okay, I got it done. And I'm like, oh, now I have to do it again tomorrow. Like, that's my thought process. Mm. Like, I don't get excited to work out.
Yeah, no, I feel
I think I'm better in like group sports because like when I used to play soccer, like I was always hyped to do that. Like even when I'm doing karate, like sometimes I don't want to go to karate, but that's just my lack of motivation. But when I'm there, because it's like an environment with other people, I think I'm more willing to do it. But to work out alone, it takes everything in me. Like all my energy just to be like, I'm gonna do it.
It's hard. And even me, like I think maybe if you I don't know, like because I'm sure like you've gotten used to working out because you were like at a, but I don't know if you, after you get used to it, get like a like, I'm addicted to working out.
Even that year that I was working out for like 6 months straight, like regularly, I did not like doing it. Like I was not like, oh, working out is fun.
Like I think it's different, I guess, for everybody, but same for me. I'm not, well, I've never really been like, I haven't, I don't think I've worked out for like 6 months straight. So I think it's the accomplishment that makes you feel good, but it's not the actual working
my
out.
Enneagram 3 success. Like I'm like, okay, reached it.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. It's like more like the results, I guess.
But I think it is more fun to do it with someone. Like when I was doing that, I was also doing it with my mom, but now she like injured herself again. So she hasn't been doing it. So I think that's why I've been also less motivated because it's just me.
You don't have someone to like
keep me accountable.
Even me, one summer I used to work out every morning at like 7 a.m. Kathy, I was like, I on my
that.
Shit
I had that for like a month and then I was like, why am I working out this early?
I know it was like early. I think it was just to like get the day started early because like you work out.
I get it. I 100% get it.
And we would do it, we did it for like 2 months straight in the summer in the park. And we would look up exercise, like we would have like an exercise planned every, but with a friend.
You're outside, like at least like, and in the morning at 7, it's not like scorching hot in the summer.
No, exactly. So it wasn't too bad. It was definitely like a bit warm, obviously, but like we wouldn't be bloated either because we would have breakfast after, like just eat something little. And I think it's just the fact that we both have similar goals, but for like, we want to get fit for maybe, let's say, different reasons, or we want to tone different things or whatever, but it was like, okay, we both want to do this. So when you have that goal in common, you're just more like, okay, let's we got this, you know.
And I feel like in the summer it's easier to get motivated to do it too.
Like for sure, like in the winter I can't go outside. Well, I could run, but like it's cold. I don't know how people do that.
I hate running. Why do people like running? I don't understand. Oh, and it's so like bad like the, for like, your knees, like the impact.
Is it actually isn't there like a way you're supposed to run so it doesn't like,
well, if you have injuries to begin with, you should be
running. Okay.
That's but why if you, I don't run.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. You can do running. We can put
I'll
that
aside. I'll do the stationary bike.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't need to run.
Yeah.
No, but I definitely need to get on my workout game. I'm bad. Like, since pandemic, it's been... In the summer of pandemic, like the first summer, I think that's when I was doing that workout.
Yeah, that's when I was motivated because I'm like, there's literally nothing else to do, so might as well do this. Yeah. But now it's like, again, we're going out more. Like yesterday, I wanted to do my workout, but I literally had two appointments. Mm-hmm. I got home and then half an hour later, I had to start getting ready to go out.
Those were your workouts. You think it's so fine. I'm like,
can't do much right now. Yeah. So
honestly, yeah, it's fine. We don't need to be hard on ourselves. Even, well, I know, like, obviously we don't want to go outside because it's cold, but like, you can go for a walk, or like, you can do like a stretch, let's say, or it's fine. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Yeah,
just like move your body.
Move your body. You're fine. I'm trying to read more, but I won't say that I've been super good at it. Yeah. But I did tell Kathy the other day that I'm like, okay, look, I read for like 45 minutes straight, which basically never done. Yeah. Like, I have not finished a book and I don't know how long. Like, I think since high school. Like, I don't know in CJEP if we read like novels. I don't think so. Unless,
no, we didn't. No. Unless you're in English.
Like, English or something, but like, I did not.
Yeah.
Remember English class? Okay. That was good times. But yeah, I don't think I've finished a book like completely on my own since like high school. So that's like big. And I'm at 100 pages.
That's good.
Out of like 231. Yeah. I was like, that's okay, really good. I got this. Yeah. Like, it motivates you to see that, like, okay, you've passed what you would usually read. So I'm like,
That's why I also like good reads, because I was about to say good notes, good reads, because every time you like read a certain amount, like, you can put the pages in and it tells you like how far you've gone. I know on the Kindle, do you have a Kindle?
Yeah.
On the Kindle, I think it says it as you're reading. Yeah. Like, how, like, I think that percentage motivates me.
Yeah.
As soon as I hit the halfway mark, I'm like, okay, let's go. Like,
we got this.
But then sometimes it's like, if you're really enjoying a book, you're like, oh, I don't want to read. That percentage scares me because I'm like, oh my God, I'm halfway through. Like, and like, I want to keep reading, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to finish the book. Yeah. That's what happened with my last book. I bought it last weekend and I finished it within 3 days.
But that's really good because, yes, I think for me, it's with shows too, kind of. Like, I'm sure you get that feeling when you finish, you're like, but this was so good.
I know. What else am I? That's like, why I'm like, what?
Yeah, but you're going to find, like, we always find another show or another book, but also, it is cool to see that, like, percentage, but then, like, I don't want it to be the only thing that motivates me either, but I want it to be part of it. Like at least at the beginning when I'm like, now I'm used to reading books. So I don't need to rely on that. I'll just read them because I like want to enjoy it. But
Which book are you reading?
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay. Still you're reading the first book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. How many books are
there? There's
three. Oh my God.
I read those so quickly.
I get bored though. Like, I just want to, I'm going to want, like, after I read this, I'm like, oh, I don't want to read the second book right away. Like, I just want to like read something else.
Series. Yeah. Sometimes I like take months between like series because I'm like, this is too much. Like, I started the year with a series that like I was reading the fourth book, like the last book, and I finished it in January, and then I was like, I'm not reading a series like for another. Like, it was like,
I need a break.
I loved it, but it's like you're like chained to that series. Yeah. And I'm not good. I know some people like read two books at the same time. Yeah. I can't do that.
Oh, isn't that like, I'd be confused. I like,
I can't do it. Some people read like a nonfiction plus a fiction at the same time, which I think I could do.
Yeah.
But like some people interchange between books and like I would lose myself. Like I wouldn't remember what I was reading.
Exactly. I'd be like, I wouldn't be present in my other book, I feel
so
like.
So I like, I have to take breaks between series because or else it's like I'm not gonna read anything else.
Yeah No, that makes sense. But yeah, I'm excited to like just like my ideal thing with books is just like waking up or like even in the evenings and just staying in bed and like reading for like an hour, like, you know, with like no noise, nobody distracting you. But I always have so many to-dos in the back of my mind that like most, like my, the past few weekends I haven't been like, I just need to put it more as a priority, like just do it rather than think about doing it. You know,
I told you we can FaceTime.
I know
we can mute ourselves and just read.
I know, I need to like be on it. But no, I think today I'm gonna make time to like read a bit, especially because I'm not like stressed about anything like work or whatever. Like before, you know, when it's hard to be like not restless when you're thinking about like work on the weekends or whatever, but now I'm like, yo, I have nothing to stress about. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm doing good in terms of that. Oh, sorry. Just side note to talk about shows because I want to like mention. Okay, so I just finished Firefly Lane season 2.
I have to watch it.
I'm so sad because it's so good.
Is it the last season?
No. There's more. It's just like, because I think there is a part 1, part 2 to season 2.
I can't remember what happened in season 1.
But they're going to do a recap. Okay. You'll see, like, even me, I was like, eh, what? Yeah. But you're going to get a recap. And I think part 2 is coming out in the summer.
Oh, so I'm like, that's quick.
Yeah, because it's like season 2, part 2 type of thing. Yeah, it's not like season 3 yet. But I'm like, it's so good. Honestly, it's a really good show. I think Catherine, like, Heigl.
It's very underrated, I thought.
Yeah, like, but isn't not it a lot get of people, good root? No?
Yeah, but I feel like not a lot of people
like take it seriously.
Spoke about it,
but I loved it. It's so cozy, and I just want to rewatch it. I was so sad that it was, you know, I didn't know it was the last episode, and you watch it, it's like the end. I'm like, no. And it like ends on a like a cliffhanger-ish, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, that happened to me. I watched The Crown.
Yeah, I'm gonna continue that.
Because I thought this season, it's not a spoiler because it's like historical history, but I thought this season is like when Diana dies.
Yeah.
And she didn't. And I was like, so like, I thought this was a season. Because it was the same, like, it was the 90s, like that time period, and she died in 97.
Yeah.
So I was like,
why is it? Yeah.
I finished the last episode. I'm like,
so they're probably like,
I thought she's supposed to die.
But I'm sure it was a good season because it was like a good Diana season.
Yeah, they were showing more about like when she divorced Charles and she was like working with, well, I feel like all this is speculation. I don't think they actually know the truth, but she was like working with a reporter to write a book about the royal family and how she's been treated and stuff like that. So like it was a lot of that.
Yeah.
And also how like the crown, like, and the queen, people were starting to be like, okay, she's too traditional now. Like, we want Charles. It was a lot of, like, politics and family dynamics this season, which was, it was good. But I feel like I was more, not bored, but I was, like, gravitating to my phone a bit more this season rather than past seasons. Because I feel like it was more politics related and I'm, like, not into that.
Yeah.
So, but it was still, like, it's good. A good show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to continue. It just, I told you, it's, like, the first few.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was still season. When did you stop? Either, like, around, like, season I think I'm done season one.
Okay.
And I'm at season two, I'm pretty sure.
Season two is a good season. That's when she's like, she's still young but she's reigning at this point.
Yes.
And I'm like, definitely there's a lot of shit happening. There's a like natural disasters, I think it's that season, and so it's like her trying to like be the queen and then like deal with this, but then you're also seeing like, even though she's the queen, she doesn't really have much say because it's like the government that's like doing everything and like basically just telling her like, this is what you have to do. Like, it's a lot of that stuff.
I'm either end of season one or beginning season two. But it's funny that you bring up The Crown because I started watching Harry and Meghan.
Oh my God. I want to watch it. Is it good?
I love it. And I want to continue it. But I'm like, I told my mom I would watch it. Because my mom, she falls asleep at anything. Because we always end up watching, actually, even during the day.
Yeah, she falls that's asleep, my mom too.
Dude, and I get annoyed.
It's okay, a mom thing.
Yeah. Like, I do fall asleep in the evenings, but when I'm watching something, like, yeah, I don't know, with my, I guess it's my mom. Yeah, and like, especially during the day or something, I'm like, yo, it's been 10 minutes. Why are you sleeping on this? But I know my mom's tired, whatever, it's fine, but it's like so hard to finish something with her. But for this, she actually stayed awake for like most of it, but then she fell asleep.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I know she likes these types of like the queen, like royal family, or she loves like Oprah, like all those types of like, I don't know, documentary vibes, like she likes. So I'm like, okay, this is a good show, but I'm like, I really want to continue it. So I'm like, today we're watching. It's good.
It's so funny that you say that though, because even when I was watching The Crown, sometimes my parents would come in the living room just because they like, they needed a pause or they were having lunch and they were gonna go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then my dad apparently was like, oh, this looks interesting. I was like, watch The Crown then.
Yeah. And the documentary, you know, you kind of see like, I don't think it's a spoiler, but in the Harry and Meghan, you see, like, they talk about the beginning of the royal family. Like, they give you, like, bits and pieces of, like, history, obviously, to be able to, like, tell their story. Understand, and they talk about, like, Princess Diana. So that was, like, I was literally getting emotional because they show, like, childhood videos and stuff. And I was like, whoa.
It's sad. It's so sad.
And it's cool to see, like, Harry and Meghan, like, talk about it. And, like, as they were when they were children, too, like, their perspective. So I'm like, whoa, this is like interesting. And then I didn't know exactly how many years the royal family existed, but they were like over 1,000 years.
I'm
like,
it's been a minute.
Yeah, but I'm like, wait, why are these like, why is it still a thing? Because it seems so outdated in a way. It's because, you know what I mean?
Like, all of the royal families ended with a revolution.
Okay.
Like, so the ones that, like, don't have royal families anymore, like let's say like, Russia.
Yeah.
Like, when, like, the Tsar Nicholas was, like, executed.
Yeah,
because,
okay.
You know what I mean?
So they're kind of the only one that, like, just survived it. Okay.
But again, it's, like, it's not them deciding things. It's the government. Yeah,
but
so
they're still a very, like, but aren't it's something still to look decisions? Up to. Like, at least in, like,
what is there? I don't know. I need to look it up. That's the thing. I don't know. Like, I'm seeing from the perspective of The Crown, and from my perspective, it looks like they're not really
doing much. They're just a representation
exactly,
of, like,
the ideal.
Like, England and, like, the UK.
Yeah. But there's like, royal families everywhere. Like, I think everywhere, Sweden or Switzerland, one of those, like, have that.
I guess they're more,
they're scattered, you know? I've also been watching The OC.
Yeah!
Affy spoiled something for me, which...
I'm so sorry.
But, anyways.
I did it by accident, guys.
It's okay. I'm still watching. literally all the old shows, I see a spoiler from somewhere, so like whatever.
I don't know.
It's okay. But I've been loving it. It's such a like feel good show, I find.
Yo, Seth.
I love Seth. He's honestly so freaking funny.
Yo, what's the main character? Seth and
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Even though like Seth is like the goofy funny one, yeah, or whatever. Even like Ryan gets like, he has his moments where he's just like, oh, Ryan's
he,
like cute.
He has
like
this look though that bugs me, that he like his mouth is like always parted. And I'm like, can you close your mouth? Like, you look dumb.
What?
I didn't notice. Yeah, she's it's a like Ryan he's always hater. Like he's always like I can't even do it, but his mouth is always open.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah. I was like, oh what God. Is he doing?
Who's your favorite character?
Seth. 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
He's my favorite.
Of course.
But yeah, like drama's stirring up now. Like I'm still at season two, but I think I'm almost done it. Finished
season two? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm almost finished season two because I'm at like 20, episode 20 something.
Yeah. I love Sandy.
I know. Yeah, even like, have you seen him like older? He's been in a bunch of shows. Like he was a new girl. Like he's fine.
Yeah. Maybe I don't remember, but maybe, yeah, but like Sandy.
He is a dilf, yeah.
They're cute, like it's so homey, like,
yeah,
cozy.
It's a feel good show, yeah. Like I like it.
We love it. Yeah. I'm so happy watching the OC. I was like, happy,
you gotta
watch the OC. Like, I love One Tree Hill, but I rewatched OC and I was like, oh my God, I need, like,
yeah,
you forget like that it is really good. They're just two different things, exactly. But like, Seth is like, come on. He's like,
he literally makes me laugh out loud. Like, it takes a lot for me to laugh during a show. You know
whoever
what I mean?
Wrote his lines? Like, oh,
iconic. Iconic. Yeah.
He was literally the favorite. Like, poor everyone else because they made him like the star.
I know. Like, legit. I do think I'm going to start watching New Girl after this, though, again, because okay, yeah. I've been seeing a lot of TikToks and it's making me like miss it.
Yeah.
And that show always makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, have you watched it?
Okay, so I think I'm on, like, season three.
Okay.
But I, like, pause it here and there. Because, you know, it's more like a... It's not a sitcom. Is it a sitcom?
It is a sitcom.
It's a sitcom.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, those I can't always watch, like... Because, you know, it's not necessarily drama-related. Yeah. So, sometimes I need to take a break. Yeah, but I think at season two is when Nick and Schmidt were making me laugh the most.
Yeah.
And I was dying, like... I was laughing out loud at whatever Nick
was
saying.
I've, like, cried out of laughter. Like, I'm tearing up right now just thinking of shit that they say. And I would cry of laughter. And, like, there was this one time that, like, I've watched the seasons, like, so many times.
Yeah.
But there was this one time that, like, me and my brother were watching it together.
Yeah.
And, like, because we were laughing, like, we were laughing at each other laughing. And it was just, like, we're on the floor,
oh,
like,
my
dying.
God. No, it's a really good... I'm going to continue it, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
And Nick has never watched it. So I'm, like... excited to see his reactions to things. Yeah.
Yes, that's
I'm very excited.
Yeah, and you'll be fine rewatching it for the seventh
time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
show.
Laugh every time. Yeah. Are you serious? It's
yeah.
So good. What I'm excited about coming up, I think, we're doing Friendsmas. You won't be there, which is sucks. But
I know, I'm really
I'm
sad.
Excited.
I feel like I miss holiday season.
Yeah.
But I was there, like, once, I think.
Yeah, you've been
or
there for, like,
New Year's.
Yeah, like,
true.
It's fine. But, like, we extended the invitation to, like, the broader group. So
yeah.
We're, like, going to be, like, 20 people. I'm excited. I'm hosting with my brother.
Yes.
I'm excited to decorate. And, like, it's potluck style. So, like, I don't have to worry too much.
Yeah.
We're going to have a gingerbread competition. Like, I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, that is going to be fun.
Yeah. And I think it's just going to be wholesome. We're going to dress up a little bit. Me and Eric are super hyped about that.
Yes. I can't wait to
Because we don't
see.
Dress up much. So, like, we're excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be super fun. And then New Year's Eve. You're not there for New Year's Eve either, eh?
Fuck. I know.
Anyways, New Year's Eve. But it's the first like house party that I'm going to, like friends' house party. Because before we were hosting like at our house with like family
friends.
Yeah,
that was so fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
But now I want to get drunk.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. And then New Year.
Yeah.
New me.
No.
I'm excited for that. And I think we're going to do an episode talking about like what we accomplished from our vision board. So,
damn.
Yeah.
I need to like get that out. I don't remember what was on
it. So, I think that's going to be exciting.
That'd
be
cool.
And like see what we're looking forward to for 2023.
Yeah. No, definitely.
That we're in the 20s.
I know.
That was very aggressive. Sorry.
No. I know. It's crazy that we're going to 2023.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a weird... That's anyways, insanity. Time is flying by.
Yeah.
And then
ooh, I also realize my oldest friend, which is Erica.
Yeah. You've known her.
Known her for 20 years.
That's crazy.
Insane.
Like, knowing for
That's
someone that
life.
Long, yeah, and, like, maintaining a friendship.
Yeah. It's really crazy.
Even me, I think Tuvi's the only one that I know for
That's
that long.
So...
And I'm like, props to us. No, seriously. Like, it's like, we're healthy. We're the ones that survived. Legit. No, but for sure. Yeah, I'm sad I'm missing the holiday
parties. But you're going to be partying
in. I'm going to be, with my family. Big NYC. Exactly. I'm going to NYC. I'm going to try to really, like, because I've been, this is my third time going. This year I'm lucky, honestly. You know what?
I love that for you. I love New York. Yeah,
no, seriously. And the two other times that I went were for, like, kind of weekends, so they were a bit shorter. So I didn't get to, like, do stuff as much, but it was still really fun to, like, be with family. But now I'll have a mix of both because I'm going for, like, a good amount of time, so I'll be able to, like,
that's so fun.
Yeah, and I was telling my cousin, because obviously they'll have to work some days, even though a lot of days they're off, so I'm like, I'm down to just go to a cafe and start, like, journaling, like, in New York.
Okay, XOXO.
What? I don't know, but, like, I'm excited for just, like, romanticizing a city that's not necessarily mine. Like, it's New York, it's already romanticized, you know what I mean? And it's so much bigger than Montreal, so I'm definitely really excited for that. But yeah, I'm sad I'm missing the holiday parties, but I remember, like, New Year's when I came. Yeah. Cheers. That was my best New Year's. Like, that was so fun. I was like, was really my God.
Yeah. Because even me before, like, New Year's Eve was never, like, a big thing. Mm. There was one New Year's Eve, I think I spoke about this, that I literally was watching season one of Gossip Girl for the first time. Did you tell me this? I think I've spoken about this. Anyways, I was watching it. I was binging it. I literally only got up to Cheers with my family and then went back to bed and continued watching it. Like, that's
so
it.
Funny.
Like, we did not do big things for New Year's Eve, and now it's more like, okay, like, at least let's do something with people just to hang out type of thing. So,
but yeah, it was. Kathy knows how to host in her family, so
love hosting.
Honestly,
I literally bought
that takes energy though.
I bought like this. Okay, guys, one last thing. I bought this candlestick holder from H&M. Mm-hmm. It holds four candles, and it's like a twisty thing, and they're like different levels.
Yes,
I'm so excited to have it at the center of the table.
It'd be so pretty.
And just light candle. I never light real candles, so we're gonna have to be careful.
Yeah, for sure. No,
but I'm very excited to just to set the mood.
Yeah,
you know?
Even me, like, now that I have candles, I love lighting them. But let's say I'm not in the room for like 10 minutes, I'm like, oh shit, the candle, and then I'm like I'm scared. I'm gonna like,
well, like, jar candles, I don't care, it's like the loose ones, like, true. This like that,
oh, because they might, like, they're gonna, like,
yeah, well, you have to put something
under it so it doesn't, yeah, okay, interesting,
yeah. Okay,
I'm looking, okay, when we're gonna be back, we're basically gonna be releasing our episode for before and then
there's a, like, it depends, because now we're like, you're going on some vacation, so like, we'll see what we can do if we start season 9. Like, when we're supposed to, I don't know, fuck them. When we're supposed to, then it's gonna be end of December.
Okay, so it might be, but
right before New Year's.
Oh my God, woo!
Yes. Okay, we have question of the
week. Oh yes, oh my God, how did I almost forget? So, our question of the week was, well, it wasn't really a question, but it was like, okay, it was, but sorry. It was basically like, share your highlight of the week with us. So what was like the best thing that happened to you this week? And yeah, to let us know. So let's start. So the first one, okay, this one says, making cookies with Affy. Actually, guys, I'm not. Okay, I get lazy when it comes to baking on my own. Like, okay. It's fun as an activity. Like, I can cook on my own, like, because I want to eat, but I'm not a sweet tooth. So I'm not going to, like, start baking. But
I would rather bake. I feel like cooking is such a chore to me.
Like, it is long. Yeah, but I just am not. But with friends, it's fun. Yeah. So the other night, why did I not mention this? But, like, I went over to my friend's house, and we made three different cookies.
Whoa.
And we were productive. Jeez. We went, made snickerdoodles.
I fucking love snickerdoodles.
So good. We made these pecan chocolate chip cookies. Okay. Kind of like, we were going for holiday vibes, but I don't like candy cane.
I hate
pepper, like minty.
Yeah.
So we didn't do that because I was like, guys, no, can we not? And then we made M&M white chocolate chip.
Yum.
Yeah, oh my God. It was so good. And we used the Christmas M&Ms, like where they're like the green and red ones.
So good.
It was so good. Like, guys, and the dough, oh my God, it was so good. But anyways, that was really fun. Oh, my friend said, my baby girl turning 2 years old.
Aww.
Oh, I love that.
That's so cute.
That's so happy congrats. Birthday. Yeah, happy birthday. Woo!
Little Sagittarius baby.
And then I love how you knew like right away.
Actually, I don't know if it's Sag or Scorpio, but...
Catching up with my friends and getting all my BF purchases, like boyfriend purchases in the mail.
Yeah.
Oh, like boyfriend's purchases, like gifts for him. Okay, yes. We love that.
That's good. Yeah, I got all my gifts already and I wrapped like 90% of them. Like,
yeah, that's amazing. We love that, like, you don't have to stress. Exactly. You got this.
Everyone, last year I was stressed.
I feel like everyone's like on their, you know, they just learned from last year, I guess. Woo. I got to go eat sushi. Aw. Oh. That's nice.
Okay, we love. Yeah,
the little, just like the little nice outings. I finalized my Christmas shopping, excited to gift everything to loved ones.
Oh my god, same. Holly. I love when people unwrap my gifts.
And like their reactions.
I'm like nervous. I'm like, I hope you like it.
Are they gonna like it? Yeah.
But like, I'm also so hyped.
But when you're confident and you know, like, okay, they're gonna like this, like, you got this. And then baking cookies with my favorite people. So
obviously. We love baking.
Woo! Yes, such a fun and cozy thing to do.
So cute.
But such a good note to end off the episode with. It was so cozy. Yeah, this was definitely a different episode than what we usually do. So let us know if you enjoyed listening to us ramble about our life and things like that. And we can definitely make it more of a maybe regular type of thing. But yeah, that's the end of the episode. So make sure to comment, like, subscribe. We're available on all platforms. We're on YouTube as well. You can follow us on our Wild Thoughts Pod socials. We're on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and we're gonna link all of our personal links down below as usual. So see you in the next and enjoy cozy season.
Yes. Merry Christmas if you celebrate.
Happy holidays. Yeah.